pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Champs. Run your own March Madness pool and enter Champs' free bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And finally, we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today.
Rashford, Garnacho. Oh, down he goes, penalty. Krakowski tempted to have a nibble. Dropping the shoulder from Garnacho. It's a little nibble. Everton's centre-back brings him down. It's a penalty. Bruno Fernandes at the Stretford end. And after a ropey start, Manchester United lead. Poorly taken penalty. It's Bruno Fernandes. That is a terrific save by Pickford. Really top stuff from Jordan Pickford. And I think his facial expression tells you as much.
Yeah, he enjoyed this one. That full stretch. It's a brilliant save.
Bruno Fernandes. Howls from the Manchester United fans on the Stretford end, but nothing doing from the referee.
They are checking for a handball. Having to walk the position, Nikolenko, and he does dive on the ball.
Has been checked, it has been cleared. Here is Garnacho. Tomane's continued his gallop forward. Garnacho on, and it's another penalty, won by the same player as the first one.
It's a clear penalty, obviously diving in, nowhere near the ball, gets the man.
Hesitation, no clue as to what followed.
A little stutter right into the corner. Gives United a bit of breathing space.
Bruno Fernandes, and it needed the touch from Pickford.
Another good save from Jordan Pickford. Denying the same man as he did in the first half from a free kick.
It's taken by Bruno Fernandes. Varane, Lindelof, McTominay. Lunging on it, right on his line, is Pickford as the whistle goes.
A mighty scramble inside the pot. Evans gets in McTominay's way. Somehow, Everton survive.
Mikalenko can deliver. And the header down is a threat. Dobbin across the face and Calvert-Lewin on the stretch, unable to get there.
Free header at the far post. Headed back across goal. It's a decent chance for Dobbin.
It's Marcus Rashford. Down he
Yes, it is not a penalty, even though Simon Hooper began to point to the spot because the flag has gone up for offside.
Two runs, didn't he? One on the outside, then tried to get back across his man, and I think he has just gone a fraction too soon.
You are listening to BetMUFC here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow BetMUFC on X at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. Or also at the backup account at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow me on my other X account. That one's at LockBangX. That's at LockBangX. I post my sports betting opinions on there. I also post free plays, winning free plays, and most significantly, my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. The pinned tweet on that account is always the profit and loss spreadsheet from the previous month. You can scroll down to find the rest, or you can simply head over to lockbetting.com where they're all posted in a more convenient location. Those spreadsheets actually add up to 129 months in a row of transparent track profit. That's not 129 months, just that's 129 consecutive months. What that means is that for a decade and an additional 9 months, I've been undefeated in sports betting. I don't have the Grey Sports Almanac. I do have losing days. I even have losing weeks, but never, ever have I lost for an entire betting month. I've been profitable for 129 months in a row, and I'm looking for 130 in the month of March. That's backed up by transparent and tracked spreadsheets and verified by members. If you want to sign up for the service or you have any questions, shoot me a DM at my X account at LockBangX. That's at LockBangX. Before you do that due diligence. Have a look at the spreadsheets. That's what they're there for. I encourage you to do your research. Have a look at the type of bets that we do and have a look at how we manage a bankroll. We don't do whale plays or max plays or 20-star plays or plays of the year or century or none of that garbage, none of that monopoly money terminology. These cappers on X, they aren't really betting. They're not keeping their tracks. They're not tracking their plays, and they don't care if you win or lose. It's a stark contrast to me and a stark contrast to what we do at Lock Betting. So as I said, if you want any more information, my DMs are open. So let's move on with this edition of BetMUFC as Manchester United take on Liverpool tomorrow. And this is our last opportunity to win a trophy, our last opportunity to save the season, as it does not look like we will qualify for the Champions League via our league position. However, we did get a positive result today with Tottenham dropping points away to Fulham, where they looked really bad en route to losing to Fulham by 3-0. So Man United are 6 points behind Spurs and 8 points behind Aston Villa with 10 games to go with a goal difference of 0. That's been Man United's problem this season. They've defended poorly and they haven't been cutthroat enough in attack, and that is why we have a 0 goal difference with 15 wins from 28, 2 draws and a whopping 11 defeats. But we are still in it and we still have an opportunity to win a trophy through the FA Cup, but we are drawn against Liverpool. Last week against Everton, a lot was made of the fact that Man United got 2 penalties, but what do you want? They're clear penalties. You can't dispute the fact there were penalties. They were penalties. Also, a lot was made of the fact that Everton had a lot of shots. Well, who cares? Everton had a lot of shots, but nothing went into the back of the net. I think the press are always trying to find things when it comes to Manchester United, always trying to create a story. I think a lot of the press also want Erik ten Hag out. I don't think he's interesting enough or controversial enough or even charismatic enough for them, and they want somebody else in the hot seat at Man United. And when Man United can continue to change their manager, it's always a fresh new topic for people to get into, and they can start putting pressure on the new manager once they're done with this old manager. But let's not forget, and that's what people are doing, we've had a number of injuries throughout this entire season. It's been chaos with the whole Glazer situation and the takeover situation. And the season before Erik ten Hag came in, it looked a lot like this season, but without the injuries. It was unacceptable for the combination of Solskjaer and Rangnick to finish sixth that season with Ronaldo and Sancho and Pogba and Fernandes, and the first season of Rafa Varane and David De Gea in goal. It's unacceptable. This season, we've been plagued by injuries, and this same manager got us from 6th to 3rd and won us a trophy last season. Now, suddenly, he doesn't get any kind of grace period. Nobody's looking at the injuries. Nobody's looking at what he did last season. Suddenly, he's this clueless, bald egg who doesn't know what he's doing, and we want to change him. I don't. I think he's actually overachieved. I think the fact that Manchester United are sitting 6th in the table is somewhat of an achievement. And I believe Erik ten Hag has done well. I believe that he deserves credit for what we've done this season with the number of injuries we've had, the chaos behind the scenes. And I think we only need to look at the Chelsea situation and the much hyped and praised Mauricio Pochettino and see what he's doing over at Chelsea. Now, they've spent much more money than us. Pochettino was always seen as a future Man United manager because Sir Alex Ferguson was high on him. Look what he's doing at Chelsea. Just look at Chelsea. They've had Graham Potter, who's rumoured to be someone that Manchester United are looking at, along with Gareth Southgate. I would be very, very depressed if we had either one of those. Erik ten Hag is a better manager than Graham Potter. Erik ten Hag is a better manager than Gareth Southgate, who's fumbled major tournaments with the greatest England squad that we've ever had, the biggest crop of talent that we've had, and he's fumbled it with easy draws. England are yet to win a major trophy dating back to 1966. So I don't want Gareth Southgate. I don't want Graham Potter. I want them to stick with Erik ten Hag for what he did last season and even what he's done this season with all of the injuries that Manchester United have had. Now, the other question would be, why are we getting all of these injuries? Well, that's a question I can't answer, but it is something that needs to be addressed, as does the incomings and the outgoings at Manchester United. We cannot afford to buy another Antony. That is a signing that I'm probably conceding at this point that hasn't worked. Obviously, Jadon Sancho hasn't worked because he's not even at the club. We have an £80 million defender in Harry Maguire. We signed Casemiro and Varane when they were past their best. This is a transfer policy that needs to be significantly questioned and fixed. I don't think you can heavily criticise some of the other moves, the likes of Martinez, who's been a good signing when he's been fit, but his fitness is an issue. And Onana, who was the best goalkeeper in the Champions League last season, who's just made some mistakes that are not in line with what he did last season, which always proves the point that this Manchester United shirt is a big shirt to fill. It may just be any other football shirt, but it comes with a lot of pressure. And we've seen a number of top quality players come to the club and crumble under the pressure of donning the famous Manchester United colours. So we are going to move on to looking at the game against Liverpool. It is obviously a huge game for Manchester United because, as we mentioned, there is nothing else to play for in terms of trophies. Yes, we have an outside chance of qualifying for the Champions League, and we should, at the very least, qualify for the Europa League, although not a tournament that most Man United fans want to be playing in. We definitely don't want to be playing in the Europa Conference League. We need to avoid that. But the FA Cup does offer up a chance for us to win a trophy in back-to-back seasons. And also, we get the chance to end Liverpool's shot of winning the quadruple, which would be a massive plus point for Man United and Man United supporters. I'm actually recording this in Manchester. I'm going to the game tomorrow. It's cost me a lot of money because this was not an easy ticket to come by. It was a hot ticket because fans know the magnitude of the game, and I'm hoping that Manchester United can come through and make this trip a happy and worthwhile one. Before we talk about that game though and listen to Erik ten Hag, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's Cut with a K, K-U-T-T, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com and find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with the promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as that instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Let me also finally take this pause to tell you guys about Champs. Champs is hosting a free March Madness bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Plus, if you host your own March Madness pool on Champs, you'll get an extra free entry into the bracket contest. Now,
Now, tiebreakers are determined by who enters first. So you need to enter as quickly as you can. Register quickly and don't miss out. To get involved, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs.
It would be fair to say that when Alessandro Garnacho started to break through in the team not long after you arrived, you had a few words with him about his attitude, and indeed so did Bruno Fernandes. But there's been a massive transformation in, to me and to many outsiders, to his attitude and to the way he's developed as a player. Can you talk about that? Can you talk about how he's developed into this budding star that he is now?
I think it was necessary, but I would say when you are young, and that's normal, when young, and when you grow into adult and you grow into, say, more senior, and football players already has to become very quick adult. You have to take a lot of responsibility, and you have to know that, but you have to learn that, how you do that, and that's a process, and I think, he's on a good way. He's in a very good direction on that way. And he knows, in the meantime, what it takes, and also why it's necessary, why you need that standard to be to act as a team to a good level, that you achieve the right levels, that you keep the focus, and that's not only about you, it's about team, and it's about that you have to contribute to the team, and of course, in that range, he needs a player like you mentioned Bruno, you mentioned Garnacho. They need a certain freedom, but also with the freedom, there belongs a responsibility. You can never separate this, because at the end of the day, it's about winning football games. And winning football games, you need reliable players. But such players, like I just mentioned, especially the ones who are creative, who have also play from intuition. And so you have to give them the freedom, but they have to take the responsibility. And if they make that step, then they are very valuable for team winning.
So it sounds to me like he's really earned your trust, and possibly the trust of his captain and his older teammates as well.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Steve. Eric, there's always a lot of noise around United, and particularly this fixture. You know, the narrative this time is that over the next couple of weeks, Liverpool, you play them twice, they could end your season, but you look quite relaxed at the moment. Do you trust your players to save the season for you?
I think we have to save the season. But yeah, we know we have to catch up in the Premier League. And now we have an opportunity, and we are to win silverware. And the only opportunity is the FA Cup. And so we are only away 3 wins. But big games. And we have to play our best. So Sunday is a test for us. But we like the test. We like the challenging. And we can be, till certain range, we can be relaxed because we believe in ourselves. But on Sunday, we have to prove.
Jeremy. Hi, Eric. So last season, you did really well. You won a trophy, got to the final, finished third. This season has been very difficult, all the injuries, the off-field stuff with Anthony and Jadon Sancho, etc. Do you think all of this, this season, has actually shown a different side to your management? So if you're Sir Jim and Sir Dave Brailsford doing a structural review of the club, they'll see that this is a manager here who could deal with, you know, really difficult times and still sort of progress the side.
Yeah. As a manager, I know it's not only going up. Sometimes you have setbacks, and we have had a lot of setbacks this season. But you can look always to the bigger picture. And I know when the injuries are back, and we had them back, you already see we increase the level, we increase our performances, and the results went better. Now also we lose again some players, but I think we are more consistent. We learn something about it, but also it learns. Also we need more players in the squad who can contribute. And so that would be the next step to achieve more consistent levels. And as you see, we are not that far away from the top four. So when you have a little bit more depth in the squad, then already you should get more points.
So, I mean, obviously you want to win all the time, but if you're not winning all the time, can the adversity actually help you grow as a side and a club and a manager, the sort of tough times in the long run?
Of course, it's about sticking together. You have to face it together. Make sure we are always on one page together. And yeah, it's always, around Manchester United, as you say, there will always be noise. Don't get distracted from it. Know together where we are going. So what is the project? But also what is the process? And that everyone knows why are we in the position where we are? And how can we improve it? And then have the attitude, always give your best. Every day, deliver. And then finally you will achieve your aims and your goals.
Last question, Nathan.
Hi, Eric. Manchester United beat Liverpool to the signing of Mason Mount. There was a lot of interest in him in the summer, but he's had lots and lots of setbacks. What conversations have you had with him? Have you seen this week motivation from him to be a key player between now and the end of the season?
I'm convinced he will be. He didn't have the chance to prove this point, but he will be a very good player for Manchester United. And it's really unfortunate. It's really disappointing for him, but also for us, when you have such a class player in your middle and you can't play him. He had three injuries, as we all know, so he didn't any time came in a rhythm, but I'm sure when he is fit and he will play and he will get into that rhythm, then he will contribute to a successful Manchester United, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I've never been sure when it comes to Mason Mount, and Erik ten Hag is supporting him there, saying that he's a class player. Look, there was a version of Mason Mount that was a class player at Chelsea, but even before Manchester United signed him, he was out of the loop at Chelsea. He was inconsistent at Chelsea, and he had his worst season the season before with Chelsea. So I'm not sure that we're signing a player on the up. It's now back-to-back poor seasons for Mason Mount, and I think it's going to be make or break for him next season. This could be another disastrous signing for Manchester United. And we're looking at disastrous signings here with Anthony. We're looking at a disastrous signing in Jadon Sancho, who's obviously looking like he's going to leave the club in the summer, could make that move to Dortmund permanent. And also the jury is heavily out on Mason Mount, who at the moment is definitely on the side of being a flop. Very, very little success so far on the part of Mason Mount. And it's difficult to see where he even fits in. Is he going to be that number eight who's box to box? Is he a part of Manchester United playing two attacking midfield players? Do we play him out wide? I don't think that he's good enough to be in a top four club, in a Champions League club, in any of those positions. I don't think he's a sensational number eight, a box-to-box player. I certainly don't think he's a top-level attacking midfield player. We've got Better and Bruno. You certainly can't compare him to the likes of Kevin De Bruyne or even Odegaard. And out wide, he's certainly not one of the top wide players. In fact, he's a million miles away from even making Gareth Southgate's England squad. So I very much disagree on Mason Mount, and I want to be proven wrong. As for everything else that Ten Hag said there, it's pretty much same old, so no point dwelling on it. Let's just move on to the Liverpool game. Before we do that, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hfbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So let's move on to looking at Manchester United versus Liverpool. This is the game of the weekend in the FA Cup, out of the FA Cup quarterfinal matches. And Man United are a significant home underdog here at 3-1 plus 300. It's the same price for the draw at 3-1. And Liverpool are the 7-10 favourites to come to Old Trafford and win this game on the money line. The qualification odds here see Liverpool as the strong favourites to go through at 2-5, with Manchester United to qualify being offered up at 2-1 plus 200. Manchester United, a 2-1 plus 200 underdog at home to Liverpool. This would have been absolutely unthinkable under Alex Ferguson, but a lot of things that have happened would have been unthinkable under Sir Alex Ferguson, and we need to move away from those Fergie times, because this Manchester United team are a far cry from that team, whilst Liverpool, they're a far cry from the team who didn't win the Premier League for 30 years. Jurgen Klopp, who's leaving at the end of the season, has absolutely rejuvenated this team, a team who actually haven't won away to Man United in a cup competition in a century, and they have a big chance of ending that tomorrow. The data certainly favours them. Liverpool have won 6 of their last 8 away games and have beaten their rivals in 4 of the last 6 derbies, while Man United, they've rode their luck at times recently and have still lost 2 of the last 4 matches, including that drubbing against Man City, where City dominated the game, but Man United managed to hang on to a 1-0 lead for most of it until Phil Foden absolutely lit us up. And then, of course, we were beaten prior to that at home to Fulham, which actually derailed a lot of Man United momentum, because we were unbeaten for the month of January and most of February before we lost at home to Fulham in what was a very poor performance. One consistent fact when you look at all of those games was that that's when Rasmus Højlund got injured. And Rasmus Højlund is supposed to be back tomorrow. Whether he starts or not is unknown, but that will be a big plus point for Man United, along with anybody else that can come back. But the most significant player on that football pitch tomorrow is not going to be a Man United player. It's going to be Mo Salah. Mo Salah looked back to his fit best in midweek, playing 90 minutes in Europa League. I believe he will start here. He scored once and assisted 3 times in midweek en route to Liverpool destroying Prague. And he also has a fantastic record against United. He loves playing against us. He scored 12 times in 13 appearances against us. And in the last 7 games in particular, Mo Salah has scored 11 times. So Salah to score tomorrow at 6-4 plus 150 does seem like a bargain. And that's probably my favourite bet tomorrow, other than taking both teams to score. I don't want to take a play on Liverpool, because they haven't knocked United out of a cup in a century at Old Trafford. So Manchester United usually do manage to get the better of Liverpool when Man United are at home. But tomorrow just feels a little bit different. It feels like all the momentum's with Liverpool, and Manchester United just want this season to be over with. And the season will essentially be over with unless we can claw back a miracle deficit and qualify for the Champions League if Liverpool do manage to knock us out. But BTTS does stand out as another play that we could take here. United have scored in each of the last 13 games in all competitions. So even if we do go out, we should be able to get on the score sheet. But the most concerning thing is the fact that we have conceded exactly twice in three of our last four defeats. So this is a scary game for us tomorrow. Liverpool have the chance of ending our season. We have the chance of ending their treble. If you do want to take both teams to score, it's a little bit juiced. It's at 1-2 minus 200, although we say that's the minimum price that we can give out. We never really go near it, so you should tack on over 2.5 goals as well to give yourself a better selection by taking BTTS with over 2.5 goals tacked on. That jumps it up to the price of 3-4, returning you £175 from 100, so £75 profit. But as I already mentioned, the other bet I like is against Man United. It's not for Liverpool to win, but it is for Mo Salah to score at the very reasonable price of 6-4 plus 150. I'll run over the numbers again because he absolutely loves playing against us. He's played against us 13 times and he has scored 12 goals. But in the last seven games, Mo Salah has scored 11 against Manchester United. He had a hand in four goals in midweek. He has 20 goals and 12 assists in 31 outings for Liverpool this season as well. So I definitely think it's worth watching Mo Salah, and I definitely think he's going to get on the score sheet, unfortunately. And that's at the price of 6-4 plus 150. That's it for me and this edition of BetMEFC. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.